You're listening to the Fishing Guide Podcast Show. In episode 21, our hosts Mitch Glenn and Brad Wiegman interview Captain Michael Littlejohn with Lake Tawakoni Guide Service. Captains Michael and Terry Littlejohn operate the largest and only guide service that specializes in multi-species guide trips for stripers, hybrids, white bass, channel catfish, crappie, and trophy blue catfish, in addition to operating a resort on the shoreline of Lake Tawakoni. Tackle Time features Pico Lures, Tube Insert Jig Heads. And now, broadcasting from deep in the heart of the Ozarks, your hosts, Mitch Glenn, owner of Pico Lures and National Sales Manager for major fishing companies, and Brad Wiegman, an outdoor writer, fishing guide, photographer, and social media content manager. Together, your hosts will cover everything from fishing for crappie, bass, and other game fish, to interviewing renowned fishing guides and pros on the hottest lakes and rivers. Fishing Guide Podcast is sponsored by Pico Lures, founded in 1933. Legendary Pico Lures has a complete line of fishing tackle for any angler and all game fish. Pico's famous for its Pico Perch, Side Shad, Pop, Little Pop, and its crankbaits are the hottest crankbaits with 25 color patterns and growing. Pico's jig heads, soft plastic lures, and marabou jigs will fill your buckets and live well full of game fish. Pico also has an exclusive line of bass fishing jig heads. Several of these Pico jig heads feature the easy keeper coil system. And now, here are your hosts, Mitch and Brad.
Welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Wiegman, along with my co-host, Mitch Glenn.
Hey, Brad, how are you doing this week? Man, I got a great guest on this week from the Lake Tawakoni Guide Service down in Texas. Mr. Michael and Terry Littlejohn are with us.
What's up, guys? I'm glad to be here.
Hey, good to have you.
I'm pretty excited because it's not often we get someone who actually guides for stripers and hybrids. In fact, this is our first one, and so I'm actually really excited about that. Even though they're a multi-species,
this guy's a fishing guide. This is what you call fishing guide. What do you want to catch today,
Michael? Tell us a little bit about your guide service.
Well, Lake Tawakoni Guide Service. We are located in northeast Texas, about an hour east of Dallas, Fourth Metroplex. We're an hour and a half from the Oklahoma border. We're really situated up kind of northeast Texas. We're one of the few guide services in Texas that truly specializes in a lot of different species of fish. We do a tremendous amount of crappie fishing. We target trophy blue catfish in the winter. We spend a lot of time chasing hybrid stripers and giant white bass. Our lake is the only lake, Lake Tawakoni is the only lake in Texas that Parks and Wildlife stocks with both hybrid striper and pure strain striper. And that's credit to the fishery itself. The bait in this lake is just off the chart. Unbelievable amount of bait. Matter of fact, Parks and Wildlife feels like there's so much bait in the lake that they can actually afford to stock a foragery such as stripers and hybrid
stripers. Is that right? Wow.
And we both know how much those fish eat.
Yep.
So we kind of do it. We do it all. I don't guide for largemouth bass, and I don't guide for carp. That's about all we don't do.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, so you would do a bluegill trip then, I guess.
We do a bluegill trip. I don't know. Hey, did y'all check out the pictures of the shellcrackers from a few months ago?
I saw them, yeah.
Okay, all right. Just throwing it out there. We pull some monster bluegills as well, so...
I didn't know if maybe that was a target of opportunity for that day or you did it on purpose, but nobody ever turned down them big red ear like that, man.
I mean, I'm telling you, that takes you back to your childhood. And I'll tell you, when they get bigger than the size of your hand and you can actually fillet them and come away with
bet.
A good fillet.
Yeah, they're better eating than crappie, man.
They really are. It's unbelievable. And yeah, what I was saying, we're talking about bluegills here, and we're using 4.5 foot rods on light tackle, and you know, I've always said if a bluegill could get to 6 pounds, we'd all be in trouble.
Well, that's a fact.
That's just a hybrid.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, pretty much. So tell us, your wife is also part of your business, probably co-owners, I'd say, probably. And
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we started Tawakoni Guide Service together about 11 years ago.
I started guiding back in the 90s on Cedar Creek. But we moved back over to Tewakinee 11 years ago, started the business back in 2009, 2010. And she is really the heartbeat of our business, really. Not only is she a U.S. Coast Guard licensed captain and can run a boat offshore, but she runs guide trips here on the lake. Recently we've acquired a property. We built a big lodge and cabins just for our customers to enjoy themselves, hang out. We've got a great property here. She oversees that. So really, she's not guiding near as much as she used to because we've got so much going on right now. But I see her face when we pull into the dock and dump all the fish on the deck. She really, her heart's still out there catching those fish.
So you have other guides that work with you. How many other guides do you have and how many boats?
We employ three other full-time guides and two part-time guides. So we've got a total of seven of us that run our boats. These guys are highly qualified, high profile personalities, love to have fun, right. Love kids, love family. And all put everyone on as many fish as anybody else does. We do a lot of corporate stuff. We've got the ability with six boats to be able to take a plumbing company or electrical company
what type and style of boats are you running? You're obviously not just fishing out of a bass boat.
Well, yeah, we're not. So we're running large 24 foot, 8.5 foot wide center console boats that really for the most part are Gulf worthy. They're bay boats.
Right. And, so you're not just looking at two people per boat then.
No, we're not. Matter of fact, our average party is five guys.
Right.
So we're running. You know, when you're striper fishing, the more live bait that you get down, the better. Crappie fishing, I personally don't like to run more than four in a crappie trip. It's just hard to get someone on a brush pile up on the front right corner of the boat and have more than four guys trying to fish it at right. one time. But no, we do. We run multiple boats. We run large center console boats. We've actually got an offshore boat. That's something that I didn't mention. We also run 90 days in the saltwater each year.
Right.
We've got an offshore catamaran. We run out of Port O'Connor, which is down on the middle Texas coast. We run that July, August, and the first part of September. We come back, and then we head back down to Galveston, which is up the Texas coast next to Houston. And then we do bull redfish, and then we do flounder in the months of October and November.
Chasing any kings while you're there?
Listen, we right now, and I'm, we're right in the middle of our Port O'Connor season, offshore season. We've got a little bit of tropical weather down in the Gulf right now, so we had to pull back to Tewakinee for a couple of days. We're actually leaving in the morning to go back to Port O'Connor. But listen, our kingfish bite right now is wide open. Oh, I mean, wow. We're catching anywhere from 15 to 25 kingfish a trip.
No kidding.
And for anybody that's ever been fishing in the Gulf, you catch four or five, you've had a good day.
Yeah, you're giving out by then.
Yeah, you catch 20 or 30 on a single trip. That's a lot of drag peeling and a lot of gaffing.
You're talking about a fish now, drag a hybrid backwards and drown him.
this is true. Sounds like you've done it before.
I've been there.
If they're to contact you for the saltwater guide trips, is it the same phone number?
It is, yeah. Our number to our guide service is 903-441-3937. They can also check us out at TewakineeGuideService.com. And from that link, they can get over to Open Water Lodge, which is our lodging, our cabins. We've got fishing all around the property. It's a neat setup we've got. We're just really blessed to have the setup we have and to be able to entertain our guests the way we do.
All right. Sounds awesome. Like a corporate retreat almost.
Yeah. And that's really kind of where we went with this. We have the ability to take your small businesses that want to entertain their employees or their customers, come down, get three or four cabins, get the lodge, you got pool table, you got an outdoor kitchen facility. We got a 200 foot lighted ass at nighttime. Customers can go out and enjoy that. We've got poker tables. I mean, there's all kinds of cool stuff that's here at the lodge that, right. that, and then you can just, you know, the morning of your trip, you wake up, walk across the parking lot, go down to the guide dock, get on three or four boats, all your customers, your employees go out, go catch a bunch of striper, white bass, crappie, whatever it is that they want to catch for the day. We can bring them back, clean them, bag them,
right.
you know, send them on their way. So
tell us about the, what is the most popular trip that you do on Tewakinee? Is it the catfish or is it the hybrids?
So that the answer is yes. Uh-huh. We try to follow our trips, you know, as a business, you know, people look at fishing as fun. For me, it's a business and it's fun, but we try to follow that and find out where most of our customers come from and what they like to do. So I feel like I got a pretty qualified answer to this question, but in the summer months, there's no question people want to tangle with the hybrid striper. That is just bottom line. People love the pull. If you've ever caught a redfish, they pull a lot like a redfish. Most people would agree that the hybrid striper actually will outpull the striper in equal size. They're just a bigger, wider fish, got a bigger tail on them. But in the wintertime, starting in November, all the way through until March, do we catch stripers and hybrids? Yes, we do. But it's way eclipsed to the 50, 60, 70, 80-pound blue catfish that are caught out of Lake Tewakinee.
Right.
You know, there's been numerous reports, and you can search it online, that Lake Tewakinee is the number one blue catfish destination for just quality trophy catfish on rod and reel.
Right.
Now, I don't think you're going to catch a world record here. So if you're in search of 150, 160-pound blue cat, you're probably not going to catch her here. Our lake's just not old enough. But if you're the guy that just wants to catch a bunch of 30, 40, and 50-pound fish with an opportunity at an 80 or 90, you're probably not going to find a better fishery for just sheer numbers of getting bit than Lake Tewakinee.
Have young kids actually disappeared, like a catfish come up and eat them? Because, I mean, you got some big ones.
We do. I'll tell you, the only situation I've seen with these kids and these catfish is they catch records. I don't know if y'all noticed, but last year, one of the guys that works for us, Noel Ibarra, great guy, loves people. He put a young man just west of Tewakinee here, about 2 hours. He put him on a 67-pound blue cat that broke not only the junior lake record, but it broke the state record.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's these kids and these catfish, man, it's something else. It's fun to see these fish that are 4 foot long come up in the middle of the winter and be caught on rod and reel. It's just, right. You know, I do a lot of offshore fishing. I see a lot of big fish. I see grouper. I see big kings, you know, big shark.
Right.
But there's something that never gets old. Reeling in 50 and 60 and 70 pound fish on rod and reel in a lake.
I think that's always because they're grinning at you when they come up the first time.
Well, you know, we send them text messages and emails and tell them they need to cooperate today.
Yeah. So is most of that a catch and release, you know, catch photo and release type thing?
You know, absolutely. It is. You know, these fish are, golly, these fish start at 20, 25 years old.
And yeah.
They may go up into the 30, 35 year mark. And, you know, one, I don't want to eat a 30-year-old chicken.
Right.
I'm not going to eat a 30-year-old catfish.
Yeah.
But number two, golly, guys, this is these are your genetics
right.
that you want to keep. Now, listen, here's the thing, and everybody, you know, you don't think about this until someone actually says it. But, you know, I don't know what y'all's genetics are like, but I'm about 5'11", about 200 pounds, and I'm an average man.
Well, we're from Arkansas, dude. We don't talk about that too much around here.
Well, my point is not everybody's got Shaquille O'Neal's genetics. And so,
yeah.
You know, you can have a 20-year-old catfish that still is only, you know, 20 inches long, little, you know, 7 pounds.
Right.
You can also have a 20-year-old catfish that's 45 pounds.
Right.
And so, it's one of those things that when you catch a big fish and that's a special genetic fish that not every fish likes got. So let's do this. Let's get a photo of it. You want to get it mounted. That's great. Let's get some links, some whips, get some pictures. Your taxidermist is going to do a great replica for you. And let's get this fish right here. That's got these special genetics and let's get her back in the water and let's let her keep breeding, because that's what's putting these big fish back in the lake.
Right. We'll eat her babies next year.
Yeah.
Right. So catch and release usually on the trophy blue cats. Let's talk about now. I went, of course, I saw all the pictures of the hybrids. What is the daily limit for an angler, and is there an aggregate limit on a boat?
So there is. So on Lake Tawakoni and also in the state of Texas, because there's a lot of lakes in Texas that are stocked with hybrid striper. The state limit on hybrid striper are 5 hybrid stripers per person. So if you've got 6 guys on the boat limit is going to be 30. In the state of Texas, you can't keep your guides limit.
Okay.
So it's 5 per person. Now, we also have striper in the lake, but going back to the aggregate comment, it's going to be aggregate. So it's going to be...
It's going to be what?
It's going to be aggregate. So you're going to, since we both have hybrids and stripers, you can't have striper. You either, you know, it's a pull from each species. Okay. It's 5 total. Now on our lake, and a lot of lakes in Texas. Now I don't think there's a lake in Texas that has as big of white bass as we do. We just have a really freak of nature, large population of very large fish, but we have a 25 fish limit on our whites here in Texas. And so on most of our trips, we get our 5 hybrids or stripers, but we also get our 25 white bass per person. So, for example, like Texoma, you can get 10 striper. You can only have 2 over 20 inches, and you can have 8 fish, you know, that are 20 inches or below. So here we can get 5 of our striper, but we can get 25 white bass that are, you know, dang near as big as a legal hybrid. So you get a lot of, you can harvest a lot of fish here is what I'm trying
to
say.
So you can put 30 fish per person in the boat.
That's right.
And probably do. I bet there's some education going on with your customers as to showing them the difference between a white and a hybrid.
There is, and you know as well as I do that when, especially when these whites get real, real big,
exactly,
catching smaller legal size hybrids, everything starts running together, and there's only some subtle differences,
right?
That if you're not really looking for it, you can get yourself in trouble real quick.
Yep.
So you did mention that you guide for crappie too. Tell us a little bit about the guiding for crappie.
Well, the crappie on Tawakoni are really, really good. We run several trips a year for crappie. It's probably my favorite trip that I run personally. Matter of fact, if you find me fishing for fun on Tawakoni, 99 times out of 100, I'm going to have an 8-foot rod in my hand, and I'm going to have a jig, and I'm going to be crappie fishing most likely. So that's the thing that I enjoy the most personally. But we run mostly spring and summer trips. I run some fall trips. Fall's kind of hard for me to run crappie trips just because I'm on the Texas coast so much. But crappie fishing on Tawakoni is primarily standing timber and brush pile fishing.
You are indeed a recuperating bass fisherman, aren't you? You're going to the meeting. You go to the meetings and everything, don't you?
Yeah, I've definitely got a
Tell us, what are you using? Are you using live bait, or what are you using when you're guiding for crappie?
So what we try to do is when we're crappie fishing, we are trying to fish jigs as much as we can. I prefer to jig fish. I think it's faster. I think it's more effective. What you run into, unfortunately, is sometimes customers have a pre-notion of, you know, they've always minnow fished. They grew up minnow fishing. They want to fish minnows. And if that's the case, then we're going to fish minnows. I'm not one of these guys that's because I do it my way, that's the way we're going to do it. If customers want to fish minnows, and that's what their heart's set on, and they understand we may catch less fish today because of it, and they're cool with that, then I'm cool with that. I'm not, you know, we're fine. There's a time when minnows watch jigs, and it's typically when the water gets up to about 80, 81 degrees, and those fish, those crappies start getting a little funky. Yeah. Y'all know what I'm talking about. They start getting the oxygen count in the water starts getting a little low.
Yep.
And that jig just ain't cutting it. You know, you can tip a jig with a minnow, you know, like a minnow head, or you can tip it with a crappie nibble, and you can kind of help out a little bit. But once late July gets here, I'm live bait fishing mostly.
Right.
So, but we have, we've also got some docks here too, and we can shoot docks, which I absolutely love doing. That's another thing too, though, from a customer standpoint, you got to know, you know, kind of what they want to do for the day. And if they don't want to spend an hour, you know, with the learning curve, especially if they've never done it before, shooting docks can be a little funky on a half day trip. Half day trips are 4.5 hours. So if you got a 20-minute boat ride and then an hour education on how to shoot jig, that leaves you only with, you know, a little over 2 hours of
actual fishing. Yeah.
So, you know, it just kind of depends. We're real tailored. That's something about, I preach to the guys that work with us. We're all about the customers. We want to do what they want to do. And I'll tell you, when you kind of pose it that way, most of them say this. They say, you know what? We don't really care what we catch. We just want to catch a lot of fish and have a
Yeah. And they want to hold up a bag of fillets at the end of the day, don't they?
Absolutely. And so, and then you get, you know, then you've got your other side that says, if I'm going to pay for a trip and I, for whatever reason, personally, I can't get on hybrids. I don't know how to keep live bait. I don't have a cast net. I don't have a tank. I don't know how to do that. So that kind of person is being willing to pay money to not only go experience it, but learn.
So tell us a little bit about, you talked about the lodging there. Tell us the distance and, like, is there a number of nights that you have to reserve to get those?
So we don't have a certain number of nights. You can stay one night. A lot of our customers that fish with us stay in the lodge or stay in the cabins, and most of the time they're just fishing one day. So it really, when we're trying to set this thing up, it made sense, at least for now, to just have them stay one night. But the distance, you know, from the lodge to the cabins to the guide dock is literally, you know, steps away. These cabins, believe it or not, our lake is situated on the Sabine River.
Right.
And so the Sabine River Authority oversees all the building that goes on the lake and everything. And when we did this, when we decided to build these cabins, I wanted them as close to the water as I legally could have them. And so I had the Sabine River Authority come out and actually mark the closest I could build the cabins to the water. And we put our piers right on those marks.
Right.
And so literally when you come down the steps off the front porch, if you take 7 steps, you'll be in the lake.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah, they're right on the.
Sound like
right
my kind of gig right there.
Yeah, buddy, it's close to the water. Matter of fact, you can walk down the steps, chunk out a big piece of cut shad, have it land, you know, 60 yards out in the water, leave your spool open, walk back up the steps, sit back in your rocking chair, and hold your rod.
Man, it sounds like a dream trip all set up for somebody. So, a gift certificate that they could like buy a full trip or something for them.
Absolutely, yeah. So
make a great Christmas present.
Absolutely, yeah. We do a lot of gift certificates. Real simple, TawakeneeGuideService.com. You log on right there on the homepage. It says buy a gift certificate. You can click on it. It's really cool. It gives you a code. It's all automated.
Right.
You pay for it, and then you get an email with a certificate. You can write the name in, the whole nine. So it works really, really good.
Okay, great. Man, what would great gift that would be for somebody for a Christmas present?
Absolutely, and we can do the same thing. We actually, from the end of August through the end of the year, we have a special, we call it a fishing stay. It's actually, you can get a cabin, and you can do a fishing trip. These are not your average cabins. These cabins we really set up so that when mama comes, mama's happy.
Yeah.
We've got, because everybody knows if mama comes and she's happy, daddy gets to come more.
First and foremost, rule number one has been met.
That's right. And so what we did, we put granite in the kitchen. We put hand-scraped hardwood floors in the cabins. Obviously, central heat and air. We've got 2 bedrooms, 2 full master bathrooms with walk-in tile showers. Wow. They've got queen beds. We got 3 queens. We got a queen in the 2 bedrooms downstairs, and then we've got a really nice loft upstairs. It's got a queen bed in it, so you can fit 6 people in these cabins pretty easily. you know, and it really spacious. They got flat screen TVs in them,
yep.
Wi-Fi, you know, big oversized front porch with rocking chairs that face the water. So it's a good thing. And then just right up from the cabins is the lodge, and the lodge sleeps 12. It's got a pool table. It's got a poker table. It's got an outdoor kitchen. It's got a lot of beds in it. It's nice. It's got four bathrooms. It's a nice facility.
Sounds absolutely amazing, man.
We appreciate you being on the show.
Absolutely, Brad. I appreciate y'all having me.
No problem, man. Glad to have you.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Michael.
Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures, famous for the Pico Perch, Pop, Little Pop, Side Shads, Deep Diving Crankbait, Square Bill Crankbaits, Bass Jig Heads, and a complete line of fishing tackle for crappie and other game fish.
All right, time for Tackle Time. This week's tackle tip, let's talk about fishing them summertime crappie out of deep brush piles where you're right over the top of them and they get finicky. So you can put two different styles of heads on a tube jig, and when these crappie get finicky, they like a little bit smaller presentation, so that's where a tube insert head comes into play. Now, at Pico, we make these tube insert heads, 32nd, 16th, and 8th ounce, to go in about whatever size tube you want to put them in, but we give you two hook choices. You can have that old standard Aberdeen style of hook, or for just a few cents more per head, we've got a black nickel mustad skipjack hook in it, which is the equivalent of the sickle hook that you've heard about for so long, except just a little bit heavier quality hook and coated in black nickel so it's not going to rust out on you or anything. You give those two heads a try, I promise you, you can increase your catch.
Wow, what a great show we did have, Mitch. And we had the Lake Tawakoni Guide Service. That's Michael and Terry down there own that. And they actually have kind of a little resort, and they got some, you know, places for the anglers
like
to stay.
Sounds like a really fun plot. Makes me want to go, man, I'm telling you what.
They said any time, except, you know, when we get going down there that way, they'll say, we have a cold front.
We're welcome in January, right?
I'm pretty sure those fish bite all the time.
All the time.
There.
We're talking Texas, man.
Yep. So good show. You know, make sure you check them out. They're online and they're on social media. For Mitch and myself, make sure you keep your hook sharp and lures in the water.